First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network. And as always, find your local First Bank branches in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Also online all the time at gofirstbank.com. Now a chance to catch up with former Star Valley head football coach, won a state title for the Braves. Now he's in Cache Valley, coached for high school there for a little bit, but joining Bronco Mendenhall and the Utah State Aggies. Now coaching collegiate D1 football. That, of course, is Coach Chris Howell. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
I'm so good. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys today, and just kind of really excited to connect with the people of Star Valley again.
Well, Chris, kind of give us an update of your time since leaving Star Valley and how you've landed where you're in this new position.
Yeah, when we left Star Valley, we had an opportunity to come back and help open a school, a new school here in Cache Valley called Ridgeline High School. And I was there for 3 years. I was a head football coach, and then the last 2 years I was also the athletic director. And so that was a great opportunity to go through the opening of a new school and building culture and trying to win some football games with guys that played at other schools at some point in their career. So that was a really fun opportunity. And then as a part of that, Skyview High School's head coaching job came open, and that's where I'd kind of cut my teeth as a coach. I'd been there for 9 years before I came up and coached in Star Valley, and that job came open. And so they recruited me to come back there. And so I was there for 5 years, and we ended up in the first 2 years I was there, we won two state titles back to back. And that's something that had never been done in their 55-year history. So that was fun to be a part of, and opportunity to coach with really good coaches and have some really good teams there. And then as Coach Mendenhall got this job up here, I had kind of transitioned into being the AD at Skyview again. And I'd been connected with Coach Mendenhall's staff really for the past 15 years or so. My cousin had been a part of that staff and is the defensive coordinator. And we'd always talked that if he ever became a head coach that, you know, there might be an opportunity for me to join his staff. And then when they came up here, there was an opening as a defensive analyst, and so they offered me that job, and so here I am. I was kind of in the process of maybe getting out of coaching a little bit and moving into the administrative world, and this opportunity came open and just kind of went right back the other way. I've always loved coaching, and the years that I've had an opportunity to be an athletic director, I just always felt like I wasn't necessarily having the impact that I could. And, you know, coaching was the area that I had that greatest opportunity. And so when this opportunity came up, I took advantage of it. So, here I am and loving every minute of it.
Well, how do you say no to D1 football and Bronco Mendenhall, right? I mean, it's going to be tough to turn that down, of course. You mentioned that you kind of had a relationship already with Coach Mendenhall, and walk us through what your responsibility is now on his staff and kind of what you do, especially this point in the season heading into the summertime.
Yeah, so my official title is defensive analyst and assistant safeties coach. One of the reasons they hired me, I'm the second oldest coach on the staff, second only to Coach Mendenhall, so the staff is really young. Almost all of the analysts are really young guys. And so an analyst is essentially the old graduate assistant with a little bit more responsibility, but also the ability to now be on the field coaching. And so I do a lot of kind of the grunt work, you know, going back kind of to the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak. But as a part of that, the other Coach Howell, who is the defensive coordinator, he has coached the secondary forever. And we have a corners coach, and he was coaching the safeties. But the idea or the model is to be able to take some of the burden off of him from being able to or having to focus on the safeties. And so a lot of that responsibility has been turned over to me. So I coach both the safeties and the nickels. Coach Howell and I both do that together, but a lot of that work has been turned over to me, which is really exciting. It's an opportunity for me to have a position group and to take ownership in that and try to get those guys to play at the highest level possible.
Well, Chris, you talk about making that transition back into coaching, but it's not just an opportunity, obviously, that you want to take advantage of, but that particular opportunity, having spent so much time in that area, that's got to be kind of a no-brainer for I'm just guessing you probably couldn't say no.
Yeah. There's a lot of levels to that. So one of the reasons we moved back to Cache Valley from Star Valley is my wife's family owns and runs a ranch here, and that ranch is probably the most historic ranch in Cache Valley. It's been around since 1855, and in her family we're the fourth generation, and our kids will be the fifth generation. And so one of the reasons we moved back is to help with that. And since we moved back, we've been running the ranch for the last 5 years as well. And so the ability to coach Division I football could only happen for me if it was here in the Valley, because there's no way that we're leaving at this point because of the farm. And the other kind of key piece of that is Coach Mendenhall is a big cutting horse guy and so has a background in ranching and farming. And so when I interviewed for the job, I explained to him the situation, and he's like, well, you know, I can't offer you the job and say that, you know, you can't take care of the ranch or do what you need to there. So we're just going to create a situation where you do what you need to do there and then get back here as quick as you can. He's been so good about working with us and our family on that ranch. And so it's the only way I could do it. And then the final piece of that is the fact that, you know, I have 25 years of, or 23 years of teaching in the state of Utah. So I have a lot of retirement build up in one system, and it's the same retirement system here at Utah State. So just where I'm at in my career and with the farm and all those things, it's really the only place that it could happen. And so I'm more than appreciative and grateful for the opportunity to be here in really my hometown.
Former Star Valley High School football coach Chris Howell joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, talking about now going to Utah State University and coaching for the Aggies. Let's talk about Aggie football a little, Coach. You're entering the program and quite the phase of transition, and I know it has nothing to do with kind of where you're at or what you're doing, but the whole conferencing and of course you're still in the Mountain West, but things are going to be switching up pretty quick. What is the feeling amongst the program right now as far as where the program stands and what's coming in the future for this team?
You know, right now I honestly I could say, and this might sound a little bit cliche, but we are so focused on getting this team culture where we want it now as quickly as we can, that we have not even discussed moving forward into the Pac-12 or whatever they're going to call it in the future. We're trying to make sure that we build a program for success now. And so our kids are, and they would attest to this, they're working harder than they've ever worked in their lives. And everywhere Coach Mendenhall's gone, he's taken this type of culture with him, of grit and toughness and earned, not given, and you know, less drama, more work. There's a lot of phrases we use around here where guys just learn to work extremely hard and the rewards will come from that. And so we're excited about building something special here, and that's our focus every single day.
Well, obviously just kind of dipping your toe and getting into this thing, but maybe what are some names and what are some things that you expect people to maybe be more familiar with Utah State football by the end of the season? Who are some guys that you think are going to become household names to Aggie fans?
That's a great question. I think we're all looking at each other thinking the same thing. I love our quarterback. I think he is the epitome of what we're trying to build here. He comes from a small town down in southwestern Utah, a really gritty kid who's always been told that he didn't throw the ball well enough. He didn't do this well enough. And he's an extremely hard worker, and everywhere he's been, he's had success. And so I love that kid. I think he's exactly what we want to be. We have some pretty good leaders. I like one of our nose guards, Gabe Aninez, who has been here for a while and a really tough vocal kid who just plays hard and does things the way they're supposed to be done. We have a lot of young players coming in and a lot of transfer players, so it's just hard to kind of single out a whole bunch of guys. We have this is a stat that Coach Mendenhall's shared with a lot of different people, but we have 87 new players on our roster this year between transfer and incoming freshmen and people returning from missions. And so there's still a lot of questions to be answered on this team, and just really excited about, you know, this team growing going forward and who those leaders become and those playmakers become as well.
Well, Coach Cal, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Just one last question. When you reflect on your time at Star Valley and you get that state championship your final year, but working with now current Coach Young, head coach Coach Young, and Coach Merritt and Coach Nick Crosby on the staff that time, and Coach Kazare, I mean, all those guys that have been a foundation of Star Valley football for so long, you had a chance to be with them. What do you remember from those years, and how did that impact your coaching up to this point now heading into D1 football?
You know, that's a great question. So Coach Young had his team down here at our 7-on-7 last week, and it was great to get together with him. He and Coach Merritt, I would consider them two of my closest friends still today. Like, I love those guys. I learned so much from them about a lot of things. But I also had an opportunity to talk to the team after, and just shared with them a couple of the things, experiences that we had while we lived in Star Valley. You know, my wife would attest to this as well, that our moving to Star Valley was probably one of the best things we ever did in our marriage, just because it allowed us to get out of our comfort zone. And from a coaching perspective, I'd only been an assistant, a coordinator up until that point. And when we moved to Star Valley, we didn't really know anybody. And so, you know, I had to develop a staff or build a staff from people that I had no clue who they were. And it was a huge challenge to get coaches to buy into what we were trying to do and what we were trying to turn that program into. And, you know, Kelly Merritt, Nick Crosby, those types of guys were the foundation of that. And then, you know, Coach Young came a few years later as first our special teams coordinator and then became our offensive coordinator. And I would argue that our program took a huge jump once I brought Coach Young in. And he's such a man of principle and is a builder of young men. I mean, you guys know that. You've seen what he's done over the past 10 years. It's so impressive to see the way that he leads and helps those guys not only be successful on the field, but off the field as well. And so, you know, I would say really the growth of myself as a coach really began when we moved to Star Valley. And so it's something that I would never trade and value still every day of my life. I love anytime the Star Valley comes up in conversation. I love talking about our time there and loved the experience that we had while we lived there.
Excellent. Former Star Valley High School football coach Chris Howell this morning joining Bronco Mendenhall and the Utah State Aggies staff heading into this season. Coach, thank you. Wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. And again, just loved our time when we lived there. So go Braves.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.